Whether rich or poor, all of us are equal in one key area. No one has more than 24 hours in any given day. Making our time count means spending some of that time in the presence of God. Through prayer, we can receive guidance and develop our faith. Then we can navigate the unknowns of life with the one who knows the end from the beginning. Stay with us. From Chicago's Moody Church, this is Running to Win with Dr. Erwin Lutzer, whose clear teaching helps us make it across the finish line. Erwin Lutzer is in a series on When God Shows Himself. As we conclude this series, Dr. Lutzer is taking us through Psalm 37, reminding us that only by waiting on God in prayer can we make the most of our time.
Luther says the reason that I can be so productive is because I spend so much time in prayer. That's how you become productive. There's that old story of a man who is chopping down a tree, and he was flailing away at this tree with sweat running down his face, and somebody said, you know, you should sharpen your axe. The tree would go down more easily. He said, I don't have time to sharpen my axe because I have to get all these trees down before noon. Waiting on God sharpens our axe. Waiting on God enables us to do things above and beyond our normal abilities, because we begin to understand that it is what God does through us that is that which is most important, and not what we do for God. And we change the way in which we view reality. Waiting on God saves time. Waiting on God saves energy, because there's a transfer of all the psychic energy, all the guilt, all the burdens. The transfer is taken from our shoulders onto His. Wait on the Lord, the Bible says, be of good courage, and He shall strengthen thy heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. You say, very nice, but how do we do it? Well, don't get impatient. I'm going to tell you. How do we wait on God? Is it just passivity? You just simply sit back and say, oh, okay, we're going to wait for God. I'm going to wait for God to give me a job. I'm going to wait for God to get me through school so I don't have to study. I'm just going to wait on God. Let me give you three words, and all three begin with a letter S. First, seek God. The Bible says in Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1, this remarkable statement, without faith it is impossible to please God, for he who comes to God must believe that he is, and I love the translation that says, and that he rewards those who diligently seek him out. In evangelical circles, we have this idea that since we found God through Jesus, God no longer has to be sought. And yet you read the Psalms and David is continually saying, I seek thee with my whole heart, I seek thee. How do we seek God? Well, we seek God through His Word, most assuredly, because we read it and we meditate on it. We seek God by being with the people of God and singing the songs of God. We put ourselves in the way of God, so to speak, and we seek Him in that sense. We seek God with our whole heart. Have you ever bowed in prayer and said, God, teach me to seek you? The first word is seek. There's a second word, and that is the word silence. Silence. The scripture says in Psalm 62, verse 5, for God alone, O my soul, wait in silence, for he is my hope. Let me give you a little window into my own life. The older I get, the more I begin to realize that prayer isn't just simply coming before God and saying, now here are my needs, here are the things you need to bless. Prayer is rather opening our soul to the Lord. There are times when I come before the Lord in prayer when I don't say a word. I just simply say, God, I'm here. And I just need your presence for these silent moments. I have nothing to say. The problems in the world are so overwhelming. The needs are so great that unless you come and help us, we won't be helped. Unless you do it, it won't get done. There was a man who was chiseling marble, and a minister walked by and said, "I wish I could chisel the hard human heart like you are chiseling this marble slab." And the man said, "You can if you do it like I do it, namely, on my knees." Who is it that can change the human heart? Who is it that can take stray children and bring them back to the fold? Who is it that can overcome the blindness of the human heart and grant life? The only person is God. Therefore, why should you and I simply rush into his presence, give him a list of do's and don'ts, and then rush out? If we can't be quiet even when we pray, how are we going to wait on God for the whole day? Sometimes, because of the busyness of life, because of the schedules, because of the thoughts and the anxieties, there are times when I have to be in God's presence 10 or 15 minutes before my heart even begins to really subside and the anxiety and the stray thoughts begin to disappear so that I can just concentrate on God. And you do so in silence. You say, "God, what sins do I need to confess? God, what burdens do I need to give to you? God, what's going on in my life here? What is it that I've not looked at that you're trying to teach me?" And God does not talk to me in words, but there are ideas that come to our minds, particularly ideas that need to be surrendered by the power of the Spirit, and that can only be done in silence, and it takes time. All of us say, "Oh, I want to be holy, but I want to be holy in a hurry." It's hard to be holy in a hurry. Like the song says, take time to be holy. First word is seek. Second is silence between you and God. The third word, of course, is surrender. Surrender, says God. What is there for me to do from your loving hand? No manipulation, no desire to finagle events to have them come out according to my liking. I am thine. Do with me as seems good in thy sight. And that's when the transfer takes place. Now, let's help ourselves here by remembering that when Jesus died on the cross, his death was a sacrifice for sinners. And he died in our place, and those of us who have trusted him, and some of you who are listening to this message have not trusted him, but those of us who have trusted him, we know that we are pinning our eternity on Jesus. My whole eternity is staked on Christ. I trust none other than Jesus. Now, if we can entrust our eternal souls to God, why is it that we are struggling so much with tomorrow? Why cannot we simply say, "God, here it is"? Remember that story that I've told you years ago about the woman who had the very heavy suitcase? She was carrying it and she was so discouraged because it was so heavy. And a bus came along and she was very glad to pay the fare. She got in the bus, and then after that she continued to hold up the suitcase in the aisle of the bus. Somebody said, "Put it down." She said, "Well, I'm just glad that the bus is carrying me. I can't expect it to carry my suitcase, too." Am I going a little fast for some of you? My friend, if you're a believer, you're on the bus. Put it down. Put it down. And I conclude with this. What God does in us while we wait. If you haven't been taking notes until now, you'd better pull out your pen right now. This is not my quote. I got it from somebody else. That's why I know it's good. What God does in us while we wait is usually more important than the thing for which we are waiting. My soul, wait thou only on God, for my expectation is from Him. And I say it one more time. The person who waits is absolutely convinced that any good that is done is a work that God Himself does. And that's why waiting is the way to go. Let's pray. Father, we ask in Jesus' name, You who are the reader of all hearts, You, Father, who know the thoughts and the intents, You know, Lord, those areas of our life that we've kept from Your sovereignty and grace. You know, Father, that we are people who find it difficult to wait, impatient, self-willed. In all humility, help us to cast ourselves at Your feet and say, my soul waits only on God. Father, if what You do is all that is important, do in us that which pleases You and teach us to wait. Whatever God has talked to you about, would you talk to God about now? What is it that you need to do? Some of you have never trusted Christ as Savior. Your eternal destiny is dependent on where you are with Jesus. You could even do that while you're praying right now. Say, Jesus, I embrace You as mine. For those of you who know Him, are you willing to say today, by Your grace, I'm going to wait on You? You talk to God right now. Our Father, like the eyes of a maid looking to her master, like a dog looking to his owner, so our eyes are upon You, from whence our expectation comes. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Well, this is Pastor Lutzer, and my friend, today there is one thing I need to clarify. Listening to this message could have given the wrong impression that waiting on God means doing nothing. It means that we simply sit around and we wait for God. Well, that's not it. Waiting on God is not inconsistent with activity. As a matter of fact, there are many busy people who accomplish much, and they are the ones who are actually waiting on God. Why? Because, yes, there are those times of meditation that they spend in God's presence, but their whole lives are lives lived in utter dependence upon God. Even as I am recording these words that you are listening to, I am depending upon God. I am waiting on Him for wisdom and for guidance. And that's what really is involved. It is not a life of inactivity. It is a life filled with faith, believing that as we move, as we trust, God guides us. And you know what? God does guide us. So be cleansed from sin today and learn to wait on the Lord our God.
Thank you, Dr. Lutzer. Dr. Erwin Lutzer has concluded When We Wait for God, the last in our four-part series on When God Shows Himself. Tomorrow, join us for a Christmas series on angels, a series we're calling A Flurry of Wings. Running to Win comes to you from Chicago's Moody Church to help you understand God's roadmap for your race of life. Our four-part series on When God Shows Himself can be yours on CD, cassette, or MP3. For full information, call toll-free at 1-800-215-5001. That's 1-800-215-5001. Ask about When God Shows Himself when you call. Visit our website at runningtowin.org, and don't forget, Running to Win is supported by listeners like you. This is Dave McAllister. Join us for tomorrow's edition of Running to Win.